Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's go to Ukraine right now. The editor of Ukrainian Freedom News in Lviv, Joseph Lindsley. Hello to you, Joseph. We're hearing about President Zelensky saying that EU membership is Ukraine's choice of a future vision. And the parliament has adopted a resolution calling on European Union leaders to approve Ukraine's status as an EU candidate country. What are the people where you are saying about this, Joseph?
There's not much discussion of that on the ground here, but I would say at a higher level, the people that are working on those matters, you know, the EU moves slowly. And I think the last new member state, the most recent one was Croatia in 2013. The EU today said that Moldova and Ukraine can move to the next level of, candidate status. And so there is a consensus in the EU to welcome Ukraine, but it's not something that's going to happen. You know, I don't see it happening before this war is over. And so what it really does, it shows solidarity of the European nations with Ukraine. And, you know, when the German chancellor and the French president came here last week and they went to the Kyiv suburbs, they changed their tune a little bit. President Macron, was sort of kind of a little bit in between Ukraine and Russia. And the German chancellor, after he saw the wreckage of those Kyiv suburbs, he said there's no more question of German support for Russia. So I do think we're starting to see a shift, but Ukraine will not be a member of the European Union anytime soon.
In the past 24 hours since we last spoke, I assume things have been quiet where you are in Lviv. What have you heard from the rest of the country?
Yeah, and I'd say I was thinking there's a heaviness right now. And part of that maybe is it's summertime, although it's not that hot. But in fact, when your producer said, "How are you?" I responded in the American way, "Great." But in the Ukrainian way, when someone says that question, "Yak spravi," you're supposed to answer genuinely. And in the past, I'd say a couple of hours just walking around town, I've spoken with a variety of Ukrainians and foreigners that are here. And there is a sense that even if the news is starting to sound not so terrible, on the ground, it's much more difficult. The British intelligence said that it's hard to get figures of casualties on either side. British intelligence says that the Russians have really suffered a lot of casualties. And Boris Johnson thinks that the Russians are going to run out of resources soon. And he made the case, I think these comments were today, maybe yesterday, that now it's time to get Ukraine to launch a counteroffensive. So at a high level, it does seem that there's some optimism. But on the ground here and everything we hear from the fronts, that it's a brutal slog out there in the east. And in fact, I'm in about an hour and a half, I'll be taking a train back in that direction to get a better sense of it.
And what about the supplies? I know you were driving around last week delivering some much needed goods to folks. What's the latest on that? Are you getting what you need over there?
Well, I think we've realized that, the best way working with massive organizations is not a reliable or massive, with governments is not always a reliable way to get supplies. Of course, when it comes to anti-tank weapons and things like that, they are arriving here. There is a sense that those weapons could come here faster. And I think when it comes to some of the longer range missiles, the West and America were a little hesitant to give those in the beginning of the war, but now they see that Ukrainians can put up a fight. When it comes to the basic things that soldiers need when they're in the trench in a hot summer, those are the things that we are working on supplying. And it's more effective when you have all these little small groups of volunteers of Americans and Ukrainians and Brits who unit by unit get boots and helmets to soldiers. So that there's still a need for that. And in fact, that need is continuing because as guys get shot, they have to get new vests. They have to get new helmets. That's not stopping. Unfortunately, the support, and this is natural because, people get tired of it. And also the inflation problem around the world, the great support that we saw for financial support the first 2 months is slowing down considerably for every NGO, every organization working to help supply the soldiers.
Well, I know how important support is to you also in terms of just thinking about you. And we want to say hello and congrats to Joseph from Brookfield, who won the Ukrainian flag today, which I'm sure he'll be displaying proudly.
Yeah, and I didn't know until just now that the flag was so big. I was picturing a little desk flag. So I'm happy to know these will be, you know, on the scene from the sidewalks and the streets of Chicagoland.
That's absolutely right. Have a safe train ride. We'll hear about it tomorrow. Thank you, Joseph.
Great. Thank you, Bob.